This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 2, written by Norman Brown. Can these bones live? From Ezekiel 37. The Lord brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. God showed Ezekiel a frightening vision and asked the prophet, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man, had certainly read this passage before beginning his ministry. But unlike Ezekiel, Jesus knew that he alone had to restore life by putting death to death. So he headed to Jerusalem. As a Navy chaplain and a pastor, I've dealt with death often. The first time holding the hand of a young man my age as he died of cancer is a sacred memory. Years later, in a graduate course, a professor urged us to see loved ones as dead bones, to fully appreciate what they mean to us alive. Painfully difficult, it nonetheless worked. Later, at a friend's funeral, God showed me that we're all death in the making. Christ's work at Calvary in the empty tomb became extraordinarily personal. I realized anew that he'd raised our sun-bleached bones from the sin-scorched earth to eternal life. Can these bones live? God's question highlights the essence of Lent. Walking with Jesus and following him as he dies and rises from the grave, so that our bones can come to new life. Our response to God's question reveals whether we'll spend today living for God or lying about like dead bones. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, we are born as dead in sin, as sun-bleached, dry bones. Grace us with faith to believe your Son died for us, so that we might live forever with you. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.